leading main menu news briefs this week, John Wilson, who's from the keyboard tutorials, were featured in a past edition of Main Menu, has released a new tutorial on the Nero CD burning software. This written tutorial comprises over 90 sections, subsections, and appendices. The manual also introduces readers to some general concepts and hardware pertinent to the use of compact disk rewriting drives in its initial few sections. Those interested can contact John Wilson at jwjw@cwcom.net. That's John Wilson at jwjw@cwcom.net. Hundreds of dot-commers forgot about the industry's financial doldrums for an evening as the glitzy and zany Webby Awards honoured a slate of cyberspace trailblazers. The off-the-wall ceremony, where acceptance speeches are limited to just 5 words, is the annual dot-com version of the Oscars. While there's no premier award among the numerous categories, some winners did stand out. Google won the Best Practices category for its strong internet search engine. Lifetime Achievement Awards were presented to Doug Engelbart, inventor of the computer mouse, and Ray Tomlinson, a major contributor to the invention and development of email. Other winners included Fact Monster in the Kids category, Sputnik 7 for Best Music Website, and BBC World Service in the Radio category. The Webby's judges included rock star David Bowie, movie director Francis Ford Coppola, and X-Files star Gillian Anderson. Hotmail came out with an upgraded service on Thursday after an aborted attempt to launch it earlier last week. The Microsoft network experienced glitches last Tuesday before the company implemented the new upgrades, but by Thursday Microsoft said the issues had been resolved and the new version was available. The upgraded version of Hotmail is an interface similar to MSN Explorer, with new buttons, icons and tabs. The website also introduced a new junk mail filter and added 2 languages, Dutch and Swedish. In addition, the service has a quick address list function that provides Hotmail members with fast access to their 5 most frequently used contacts. A computer worm dubbed Code Red programmed some 225,000 computers to launch an electronic attack on the White House on Thursday. The attack was ineffective. The goal of the attack was to shut down the site and perhaps slow other internet traffic. The worm defaced websites operated by the infected computers with the message, quote, "Hello, welcome to http://www.worm.com, hacked by Chinese," unquote. The message has led to speculation that the attack was launched by hackers in China, who mounted a campaign in May that defaced hundreds of websites. That spate of online mischief was triggered by the collision between a Chinese military jet and the US spy plane. White House security was able to deflect the bogus data and steer legitimate traffic to an alternative internet address. Even before Napster shut down for repairs, time spent on the embattled song-swapping service plummeted 70% in the US and fell 65% worldwide between February and June, according to a survey of online file-sharing services released last week. Meanwhile, BodeTeller, Audio Galaxy, and iMesh have emerged as rapidly growing alternatives for music downloaders, according to the Jupiter Media Metrics study. The survey found that globally, total time spent on Napster fell 65% among home web users in 14 countries surveyed, dropping from a peak of 6.3 billion minutes in February to 2.2 billion minutes in June. Unique users during the same period dropped 31%, from 26.4 million to 18.3 million. US use plummeted from 3.9 million minutes in February to nearly 1.2 million minutes last month, with unique visits dropping from 13.5 million to 7.9 million in the same period. While Napster use dwindled during those months of the survey, BodeTeller, part of the Nutella network, recorded a monthly unique visitor average of about 1 million from January to May. Audio Galaxy logged 978,000 unique visitors in May, up 78% from March, and Imesh counted 474,000, a rise of 11% from April, Jupiter said. Currently, of course, Napster use is down 100%. It's been out of service since July the 1st when it halted all file transfers in order to upgrade its databases. Shortly thereafter, a California District Court judge ordered the service, which is being sued by the recording industry, to remain closed until it demonstrates 100% compliance with U.S. copyright laws. However, a federal appeals court late on Wednesday granted Napster at least temporary permission to go back online and allow users to tap into the free song swapping service. China has shut down nearly 2,000 internet cafes across the country and has ordered 6,000 to suspend operations and make changes, state media said on Friday. Anonymous cyber cafes are popular because they allow people to evade tough content laws whose infringement on a personal homepage or message board authorities are likely to track to its source. The Shanghai Daily said the move, China's second major clampdown on the popular cafes in little more than a year, aims to regulate the internet service market in line with rules set by the Ministries of Information Industry, Public Security and Culture, and the State Administration of Industry and Commerce. For the last several months, consumers in ordinary record stores around the world have unwittingly been buying CDs that include technology designed to discourage them from making copies on their PCs. According to Microvision, the company that has provided the technology to several major music labels, the test has been going on for 4 to 6 months. Although it's not disclosing just which titles have been loaded with the technology, at least one has sold close to 100,000 copies, the company said. The technology, which inserts audible clicks and pops into music files that are copied from a CD onto a PC, highlights what could become a critical part of the major music labels' efforts to stem digital piracy. Although record labels can do little to stop consumers from ripping or digitally copying the hundreds of millions of old CDs already on the market, they are looking for ways to protect new releases, which constitute the bulk of their annual sales. But the tests also take aim at the basic consumer practice of copying CDs to a computer for personal use without ever trading the songs with others. Although this is a familiar, legally protected task in the world of cassette tapes, the legality of creating music collections for personal computer use is cloudy. If the Microvision tests prove successful and the technology is widely adopted, the ability to create personal music collections on PCs or to create a mixed CD from purchased CDs may significantly diminish. Analysts say this is particularly likely if the labels finally start selling protected music online. British Sky Broadcasting unveiled its next-generation set-top box, Sky Plus, which integrates satellite receiver and video recorder. BSkyB plans to market it to new and existing digital customers in September at the price of £300, around about $420 US, plus a £10 monthly fee for free-to-air channels. And finally, Microsoft said on Monday that it is enlisting three companies to sell plugins to enable its upcoming media player software to record music in the MP3 format and play DVD movies. Microsoft's Windows Media Player, a new version of which will debut in the software giant's new Windows XP operating system in late October, has not supported high-quality music recording in MP3, the most popular format for storing songs and CDs as digital files on a computer. Critics have said that lack of MP3 support is evidence that Microsoft was trying to drive users to its format called Windows Media Audio, that it's trying to establish as an industry standard. While the Windows Media Player won't have built-in MP3 recording ability, three companies, Taiwan's CyberLink Corp, InterVideo, and Reficent Technologies, Incorporated, will sell add-on software to do so, Microsoft said. And that's News Briefs for this week.